In July of 2009, terrorists again struck in the heart of Indonesia's capital. Suicide bombers linked to Jamaah Islamiyah, an Indonesian terrorist organization affiliated with Al-Qaeda, detonated explosives in two Western hotels in Jakarta, killing 9 people and injuring more than 50 others. This deadly bombing was a reminder that terrorism remains an active threat in Indonesia. But the reality is that terrorism in Indonesia has significantly declined in the last few years. The Jakarta bombing was the only major terrorist attack in 2009. In 2008, there were no terrorist-related fatalities. Anti-terrorism analyst Sidney Jones says there are only about 2,000 JI members in Indonesia out of a population of 250 million people. Improvements in the social and political conditions in the country have made it harder for terrorist recruitment.
We don't have a repressive government. The country is not under occupation. We don't have an alienated minority. And we don't have any hostile neighbors stirring up trouble or having an inclination to stir up trouble.
Still, she says, as far back as the late 1990s, terrorism was on the rise in Indonesia. And in 2001, there was legitimate concern that the terrorists were gaining public approval as a wave of anti-American sentiment spread across the Muslim world.
Immediately after 9/11 and immediately after the invasion of Afghanistan, there was at least passive support in a number of circles in Indonesia for some kind of retaliatory measures against the United States. And there was a sense that that the invasion was not justified.
The Bali bombing in 2002, which killed 202 people, brought world attention to the growing terrorist problem in Indonesia. Rather than responding to these terrorist acts with massive military force, the Indonesian government decided to take a softer approach, to treat terrorists as criminals and not as enemy combatants captured on the field of battle. History professor Ajumardi Azra with the State Islamic University in Jakarta says that by trying the terrorists in open court, the government was able to convince a skeptical public and ambivalent Muslim organizations that these terrorist acts were indigenous Muslim-on-Muslim crimes and not a Western plot.
After bringing some of these perpetrators of Bali bombing one to justice, and then it is clear that they did this suicide bombing by themselves, not because of engineering by external intelligence power. So this is one of the reasons why moderate Muslim organizations changed their attitude.
Jones says outside of Indonesia, there was criticism that some of the sentences for the terrorists were too lenient. For example, Islamic cleric Abu Bakr Bashir, an accused JI leader, received only a 30-month sentence after being convicted of conspiracy related to the Bali bombings. He was released after serving a little more than a year. Later, the Indonesian Supreme Court overturned his conviction. Jones says although the justice system was not perfect, the transparency of the process helped build public confidence and support.
There has been almost, in some ways, a strengthening of the rule of law because of the way the terrorist cases were handled.
Azra says Indonesian Muslim groups are also playing a more prominent role in promoting multiculturalism and tolerance, and preventing outside fundamentalist groups like the Wahhabi and Salafi sects from gaining a foothold.
In the last 2 or 3 years, moderate Muslim organizations like particularly NU and Muhammadiyah have come to realize that there should be very careful, there should be pay more attention of the infiltration of this Wahhabi or Salafi oriented Muslim that try to control the mosque.
Involvement from Western powers like the United States remain in the background, mostly sharing intelligence and providing anti-terrorist military training. Jones says the millions of dollars in post-tsunami aid provided by the U.S. government and private organizations did little to enhance America's image in Indonesia, in part because it was not highlighted by the local media. But she says the election of U.S. President Barack Obama has won a huge number of Indonesian hearts and minds.
The switch from Bush, who was so universally reviled, to someone who grew up in Indonesia and who talks about his favorite Indonesian foods and who still remembers some Indonesian language, I think that made a huge difference.
Although the threat of terrorism remains, Jones says Indonesia has contained the problem by not declaring a war on terror. Brian Patton, VOA News, Jakarta.